While most Christians respect and revere the Bible, sadly, some never discover the lavish banquet awaiting them. They insist on sipping milk rather than feasting on the solid protein of God's Word. Today on Insight for Living, Chuck Swindoll continues a series designed to help us develop new habits that will ensure our spiritual health and growth. He titled the series, Things to Stop and Start. In this first part of the study, we're learning what's required to become discerning followers of Christ. Chuck titled today's message, Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In.
The benefit of walking in integrity is you begin to glean from God wisdom along the way. Trust me, you become a person of wisdom, not unlike Solomon. People will seek you out. They'll want your counsel. They'll listen when you explain. They'll pay attention when you teach or even when you talk. Because the one ingredient that they're not able to find, we're not able to find in the world in which we live, is the one thing that you will begin to model. Now, the question is, how do I get it? I'm praying for it. I need it. I see it in the reproofs. I glean it from integrity. Proverbs 2, 1 to 9 spells it out rather simply. First of all, I want you to observe the repetitious if you. Look at verse 1. My son, if you. See that? Verse 3, if you cry for discernment, implied if you lift your voice for understanding. Verse 4, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure. Here are some specific instructions on gleaning wisdom from God. First of all, the conditions are described in the word if. If you will do these things, what are the disciplines? Well, first you receive his words. You treasure his commandments. You open your ear so that it's attentive. You incline your heart to whatever he's ready to teach you. You cry for discernment and lift your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures. Wow. That is a mouthful. Listen to me. The Bible does not yield itself to the lazy soul. It is impossible to stay on a rush and grow up. You can't do it. It takes time. You say, well, I don't have forever. Well, how about 30 minutes a day? How about an hour a day in the book? There's no sifting through dirt here. There's no dirt here. It's filled with treasures. Depth of insight that you haven't in yourself. You see, you're searching it like a detective looks for clues. Like a surgeon looks through the body to find the problem spots. There's the tumor. You're on a search for truth. And you won't quit till you find something for your soul. Men and women, I cannot do that for you. You're responsible for feeding yourself. And as a result of meeting the conditions, look here, look closely. Here's the discovery introduced with verse 5. Then, if you, then. And look at verse 9. Then. Now, how did I find that? Well, you know, I didn't just start this morning looking at it. I've been looking at it for weeks. My Bible is marked in places of Proverbs 2 that go back for years. And in the process of poring over it, I find if you, then. And I think that's the discovery. That's the result. What will I discover? Look, verse 5. As a result of fulfilling the if-yous, I will discern the fear of the Lord. Let's go there. Doesn't mean you'll become afraid of him. It means you will hold him in awesome trust. And you will have a growing hatred for sin. Your fear of God means you take him seriously. And with that will come a despicable hatred for the things that drive you away from him. You'll discern the fear of the Lord. You'll discover the knowledge of God. It doesn't mean all of God's knowledge will be poor. It means he will tap into his knowledge and make you aware of some of it. How magnificent is that? That's why men and women all around the world travel to a particular physician to study under him or her, because they know this person is considered one of the best in that profession. And they want to train under that physician. I asked my ophthalmologist a number of visits ago why he happened to go to that particular school. I saw the diploma on the wall. I said, well, why would you go there? He smiled. He said, you know, people ask me that because it doesn't seem all that significant. He said, just so happens he's the best ophthalmologist at that time I could find. And the fact that they would accept me, I would have gone anywhere to be with him. And let me tell you, God's got the knowledge, and you don't. And he's ready to share it. If you just listen, probe, dig, pay the price. In fact, verse 9 says, you will discern righteousness and justice. You will glean a realization of what is equity and every good course of life. What a magnificent treasure to find. Here the emphasis is on the treasure. The other is on the pursuer, now the treasure. And finally, as a result, look at the promises. Look at this. For, verse 6, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk in integrity. Look at the list, wisdom and knowledge and understanding. The treasure, these are treasure trove of valuable qualities. How magnificent. You know what it takes? Like the beatitude, it takes hungering and thirsting for righteousness. I'm going to say something that will immediately connect with your memory. Stay hungry. Stay thirsty, my friend. There you are. Next time you hear the ad, think about the Bible. Don't buy the beer. Think about the Bible. Stay thirsty. Stay hungry. And as a result, you can't get enough. Before I tell you my story, very briefly, ending this, I want to give you a few of the long-lasting benefits that you can count on. Because I think people are encouraged to do this if they know it's really worth their effort. Let me name several. I've written 6, but I won't give you all of them. Number 1, depth will give you substance to your faith. Right now, for many of you, emotions is what characterizes your faith. If you're up, you've got faith. If you're down, somehow faith gets lost. Doubt has taken the place of trust. By getting deeper, you'll replace all that emotion with substance. You'll look for the facts of Scripture, the evidence that is found in the Word of God to help you interpret life. Here's a second. Depth stabilizes you during time of testing. Some of you have before you in this 1 year test you would never dream would happen. And you think you've been through the worst. You have not. For some of you, what the future holds will be the worst you've ever gone through. What's going to stabilize you? No one else can give you stability. It's going to come from your own roots, your own probing, going deeper, discovering through time spent with God. It'll stabilize you in time of testing. Third, depth enables you to handle the Word of God with accuracy. You won't hit from your hip. You won't say it because it'll make people feel good. You'll discover that God's truth really makes sense, and you'll be able to handle it sensibly. Let me just put it this way. You'll get common sense. Sometimes I'm around people I admire so much, and as a result of my time with them, I'm driving home and I think, Swindoll, you know what you got from that person? Good old common sense, which is very rare. Very rare. Wisdom will make you a person of common sense. As my dad would say, you'll learn how to get in out of the rain. That's another subject. Now, let me give you one more. Depth equips you to detect truth from error. It'll equip you to detect truth from error. You'll be reading a book written by a fairly well-known author, and you'll see error. You won't be afraid to call it that, because you know from what you have learned from the scriptures, what is here is wrong, and you can't rely on it. So you must learn to read with discernment. That will come along with your time of searching and seeking. During a very formative period of time in Cynthia's and my lives, we were separated from each other, not voluntarily, but involuntarily, when the government felt like I needed to go serve my country as a Marine on the island of Okinawa. It was a great struggle going. It was disillusioning. My faith was thin. We knew the Lord, but we had only been married a couple of years. We looked forward to growing and learning together and ultimately having a family. We had no children. And here I am, uprooted without any explanation. I'm on my way to Okinawa. I land there, and I'm just one Marine among thousands. There are also naval personnel, there are Army there, but I'm in a group of Marines. In my particular unit, 95-96% either had or currently had a venereal disease. Not uncommon among the military back in that era. I knew that the future for me was pretty bleak. There were whorehouses on every one of the major streets. Our government brought in thousands of prostitutes to, quote, service the military as if we're animals. And a lot of the Marines were serviced regularly. By the grace of God, I met a man named Bob Newkirk. Never knew him before, never heard of him. He had never heard of me. Through an interesting chain of events I'll not get into, I met him. He said to me, hey, why don't we meet together? I thought, sure, that'd be great, Bob. He said, come to my home, told me how to get there. He said, I've got a small group of guys I'd love to start doing something with. I said, sounds great. So we met. We all were in civilian clothes. Some were officers. Some were non-commissioned officers. Some buck privates. You never knew, all in civilian clothes. Bob says, what we're going to do, guys, is learn how to study the Bible for ourselves. Let's call it STS, Search the Scriptures. You're going to have a little folder that you're going to take with you every time we break up, and we're going to go through the book of Mark, and you're going to start studying on your own this book. We'll do at least a half a chapter during our time together. If we can cover a chapter, great. But the amount isn't important. The fact that you're doing it is. If you don't do your work, don't show up. It's a good challenge. But if you've done your work, even though it may not be to your satisfaction, regardless, come, be a part. Be a part of it. This is going to help you. And the longer we dug into the Word of God, the more I realized I did not know. And the more I hungered for truth. How patient He was with us. How faithful He was to show us techniques for the application of the book of Mark to everyday life. How to handle the temptation on the street when you walk by one whorehouse after another as you're on your way to the city of Naha. How to deal with people that are difficult to deal with. There are one or two of them in the Marine Corps. And it gave me some insight in how to handle sergeants that weren't fair or officers didn't have much character. How do you do that? And I learned that God's Word talked about that. And I found it was so practical that I couldn't stop doing it. It was like a suction like a magnet, we began to meet together. And I began to see, for the first time in my life, why I had been planted in a place so far from home. I had no family. I had no crutches. I had no one I knew personally, far away, but I now knew one man who said, if you take the time, this will transform your life. I was in my early 20s. As time passed, we began a scripture memory program. Bob very creatively worked it into the way we played handball. It was great. When the score was 16-7, he's always beating me, handball. He would say, okay, Swindoll, Proverbs 16:7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's where I learned Proverbs 16:7. I linked Proverbs 16:7 with the score from that game. It's a strange linkage, but it worked. When I'm losing 1-11, which is not uncommon, he would say very kindly, how about John 1:11? Came into his own, but his own did not receive him. How about verse 12? Those who did receive him became the sons of God, even those who called on his name. Or 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. And on it would go out of the book of Joshua. How about 8:2? Deuteronomy 8:2. You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and prove you and to show what was in your heart, whether you would keep his word or not. And he linked in the word of God with a game. And before long, it began to link its way into my life. On and on and on and on through hundreds of verses of scripture. And here I am thinking, oh, thank you, God, for bringing me to Okinawa. Didn't think I'd ever, ever say that. So I said to him one day, you know, Bob, I'm loving this. He said, you know, you can do this for the rest of your life. And I said, I don't want to be in the Marines the rest of my life. He said, no, man, you may be called to this. First time in my life that thought ever came into my brain. But I was prepared for it because I was searching and seeking and digging. And unlike so many of my buddies who were drifting along from one prostitute to another, one hangover after another, one disease after another, here I am of all things, working on my Bible study. I had a sergeant that called me friar. Another one called me monk. Had a bunk mate that thought I was really out to lunch, and I searched for a way to win him to Christ. I couldn't figure out a way, so I thought, he can help me memorize my verses. And I said to him one day, hey, Eddie, tell you what, I want to give you these things. Yeah, don't lay your trip on me. Okay, I don't want any of that religious stuff. No. I'm just going to go over some words and see if you can help me memorize them. And I'd pick all the verses that were salvation verses. Okay, he'd say 3:16. He didn't know what the colon was. 3:6, John 3, say, oh, okay, I'd say, for God so loved. Oh, yeah. God so loved the world that he gave. Yeah, gave, thanks. That he gave us. I knew the verse backwards. But he was realizing all of this. 25 years passed. You ready for this? My phone rings. Chuck, he says, hey, Chuck, it's Eddie. Eddie who? He gives me his last name. He says, hey, you know what? It worked. It worked. I call it witnessing by deception. Whatever it takes. Eddie now runs, at least at that time, ran a dealership in New Orleans, and he now knows Jesus because somebody implanted in him the life-changing word of God. Not my opinion, but God's knowledge. Do it, people. Do it. Start now. It'll change your life. Please bow with me. I look into your faces today, and I really do see an interest in this. And I commend you. You've listened so well. I also see a little bit of bewilderment. You don't know where to start. Oh, we have so many things going on in our ministry. Just name wherever you want to go, and we'll help you get there. Connect with us. But the real basic place to start is at the cross. That's where Eddie finally had to come. And when he did, he realized it really works. Trust Jesus right now. Come on. Why on earth would you put it off? If you die without him, you don't even want me to finish that sentence. You want to have Jesus in your life. Trust him now. Now's the moment. He who has the Son has the life. He who doesn't have the Son of God does not have the life. Father, help us in the journey from earth to heaven to get out of the squirrel cage, to get our feet firmly planted in the soil of truth, and find us faithful in our diligence, as determined as a man named Ballard seeking for a ship for years and years. Guide us, great Jehovah. We're pilgrims in a barren land. We are weak, but you're mighty. Hold us with your powerful hand. And may the mind of Christ our Savior live in us from day to day. May his love change us. May his word fill us. May his spirit guide us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone said, Amen.
You're listening to Insight for Living. And message number one in Chuck Swindoll's practical series called Things to Stop and Start. Now please stay with us because we've reserved several minutes to hear a closing comment from Chuck. And to learn more about this ministry, be sure to visit us online at insightworld.org. Well, Chuck, in July 2019, we celebrated a significant milestone, 4 decades on radio. And today, the program is offered through a variety of channels.
That's right, Dave. Insight for Living started more than 40 years ago as a radio ministry, long before the internet and mobile phones came along. Today, we're using every digital platform imaginable. And most of them are pretty unfamiliar to this preacher, I can tell you that. A lot has changed in 40 years, but gratefully, God's message of grace never changes. No matter what technology we use, God accomplishes his purposes when we simply expose people to the sweet aroma, his grace. Let me put some skin on that statement. Because of the financial gifts that listeners like you gave, this year we heard from lonely commuters who rely on us to give them companionship and biblical insight as they travel to and from work. We heard from devoted pastors who trust us as a mentor to teach them how to search the scriptures and feed their own flocks grace-filled messages. We also heard from stressed-out students who live on campuses where their Christian faith and their moral boundaries are regularly tested. We heard from single moms who manage their households and work full-time jobs without any help. And we heard from wives and husbands who have lost their partners through death or divorce. They all tell their own personal stories of heartbreak and brokenness and their discovery of God's grace and their reliance upon His Word as taught on Insight for Living. And by the way, that's where you come in. If you have given to our ministry, you have helped carry this message of God's grace to people all across the world, people who crave it. This Christmas season, I'm asking you to step forward and help someone else unwrap the priceless gift of God's grace. Would you do that, please? You can do it right now by giving generously to Insight for Living Ministries. When all of us, me included, invest financially in this urgent cause, then together we become the fragrance of God's grace to those who desperately need His unconditional love. Let's do this together, and let's do it today. Thanks so much.
Getting in touch and responding to Chuck Swindoll is easy. Pick the method that's best for you. First, you can always call the toll-free phone number day or night. If you're listening in the United States, dial 1-800-772-8888. Again, the number 1-800-772-8888. Or it might be quickest and most efficient to give at our secure website. That's insight.org/donate. As another option, you might want to simply send us a text by using your mobile device. If you're listening in the United States, just text the word INSIGHT to this easy-to-remember number, 555-888. By doing so, you'll receive all the information needed to give a special year-end donation. And before we go, let me remind you that when you stop by our website and leave us a note, you can be sure we read every word. This ministry was established to touch people just like you. And so it makes our day when we discover that our efforts are making an impact. To connect with us, visit insight.org. I'm Dave Spiker. Join us Thursday when Chuck Swindoll calls us to stop shaming and start honoring, right here on Insight for Living.
The preceding message, Stop Drifting Along and Start Digging In, was copyrighted in 2014, and the sound recording was copyrighted in 2017 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.